What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's touch the table. A little football. Everybody, you're going to be okay.
I'm great now.
How about a little college football to start?
Okay.
Okay, we'll get to the pros during a little later in the show. Kenny, please.
So mix in some fun here. We got the new video game came out this week. So we take a look back. There's a list of the ranked cover athletes for the NCAA video game. I want to see what you guys' take on the rankings are. We start at 15. Sound good?
Yeah, I'm down. Are we ranking these as far as greatness?
We're ranking them in terms of their college careers only.
Okay. Okay, no pro.
So it would make sense for them to be on the cover that time. So number 15, Mark Ingram. He is the first Heisman Trophy winner on the list.
Flint, dad was a Spartan.
And a Giant.
Still went to Bama. He was just, you know what, I don't view Mark Ingram as a great college back. I viewed him as a good college back, a very good one.
And a very good pro, too, yes.
But not great.
Correct.
Okay, so 15 feels right there.
Yes.
Okay.
14, Carson Palmer. He became the Trojans' first Heisman Trophy winner in 21 years.
Very similar feeling that I have about Mark Ingram. Really good, not great.
But here was the one thing people don't realize. He was an MVP. And he broke his leg in the playoff game. Like, Palmer's career, I think, was irreparably harmed, A, with the broken leg, and then B, debilitating shoulder issue late. But, Sonny, he was very good.
Yeah, he was very good.
The USC I'd have to freshen up on because that was, you know, 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. To see, well, was he really? He was the first of the big quarterbacks in the USC revival. He was pre-Matt Leinart.
And
he was
Sanchez before.
Yes, he was the first. He kind of put him on the map.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of 20 years ago or around there, 2002, Chris Winkie.
Okay, shouldn't be on the list. First of all, the guy was 30 in college.
Minor league baseball player.
It was Bull Durham. He can't be ahead of Ingram and can't be ahead of Palmer. That's terrible.
We'll bump him back then. Michael Crabtree is number 12, 2010 cover athlete.
He was a great college player.
Great. And again, the catch against Texas. I still don't know what those two Longhorn defenders were doing.
They were doing horns down.
It was something. And he toe-tapped the sideline and got in with 8 seconds to go. But no, I'd have Palmer ahead of him, and I'd have Mark Ingram ahead of him. Also, Richard Sherman de-pantsing him was all-time amazing.
Number 11, 2013, RG3.
Legend.
Oh, he was a great college player. He should
think
be
about
up,
this,
man.
How many great college football players got a stadium built? Griffin III got a stadium built at Baylor.
He turned that whole program around.
Yes. In fact, this might be low. RG3 collegiately was must-see TV.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and again, nobody remembers how great he was early in his NFL career. Go pop in the tape against the Rams. And it was the advent of, wait, did they just run a read option? Wait, is the quarterback running 80 yards for a touchdown?
And if we ever did the what if he never got hurt, where would Kirk Cousins' career ended up?
Absolutely true. I think RG3's underrated.
1998, Danny Werfel.
Shouldn't be on the list. System quarterback. I hate you. Both Winkie and Werfel should be out of here.
We can just move it along then.
By the way, that is like the original college football. That's college football like 97 or 98.
98, yeah.
The original. No names on the roster. You were playing with QB8, RB23.
Oh, wow.
Number 9, going back to 06, Desmond Howard.
I'll stay out of this.
He was a great college football player. I mean, I'll stay out of this. He makes lunatic predictions on game day. I get it. He's not very good on TV anymore.
He was a very good college football player.
He was a really good college football player.
And he dropped the ball.
One of the greatest laughs of all time.
He dropped the ball.
He did drop the ball. He was tripped and dropped the ball.
Both things can be true.
Yes, exactly.
He dropped the ball.
Number 8, 2009, Darren McFadden.
He was a great college
I'm biased.
Back.
I'm a total slap for Run DMC. When you go back and they had Felix Jones, the Cat, and Run DMC in the same backfield. Remember the Wildcat?
Yes.
That was in the phase, not D'Antonio Wildcat with people who couldn't run, but Arkansas with Felix Jones and Run DMC.
Wasn't McFadden the first one to really do the Wildcat?
Yes. And then remember the Dolphins tried it at the same time? Yes. Run DMC was an awesome college football player.
His worst statistical year was going 1,113 yards, 11 touchdowns. That's his worst year in college.
And doing it at Arkansas, not a power. You don't have better players than the opposition. Yeah, Run DMC was... Kenny, you want to pop in that Run DMC highlight reel?
We got to get to the household names now. Number 7, 2005, Larry Fitzgerald.
He was a great college player, but he played at Pitt. Nobody got to see him play.
True. No, it's true.
I know.
And I can't let the fact he's one of the four or five best receivers NFL-wise of my generation. He's probably appropriately ranked. He was fabulous, but Stoney's right. Pitt, mid-2000s, I don't think anybody really saw you there.
Number 6 is the oldest one on the list. 97 was the cover year. Tommy Frazier.
All-timer. Oh,
boy, he was good.
Joel Makavica. Lawrence Phillips, Corey Schlesinger. I mean,
that Orange Bowl was unbelievable.
Those were the Nebraska teams. They were a machine, Kenny. I remember they showed up, Spartan Stadium. I ordered the game on pay-per-view, ABC. I had to hand my dad $4.99 to watch Nebraska take on Michigan State.
Was that Saban's first game?
Nick Saban's first game, and Lawrence Phillips is still running.
He's running from the cops.
Pull this up. They had 600 yards rushing on Michigan State.
What was the score? It was 49-0 or something?
Might have been 52-3.
Okay.
Give or take. But bottom line, Tommy Frazier, all-time college football player.
Number 5, to quote Stephen A., stay off the weed. Year 2000, Ricky Williams.
He was great in college, man.
Yep.
He was great.
No issue with it. His highlights at Texas. A guy that big shouldn't have been able to move that fast.
And now we get into the super iconic college names. Number 4, Reggie Bush, 2007.
No argument. Still, a human cheat code.
Yes. And a great a really good pro, too.
Yeah, the resume speaks for itself. Number 3, Charles Woodson of 99.
He should be number 1. To me, that is the greatest college football player maybe I've ever seen. Captivated America. He took half the field away. Charles Woodson is all-time good.
So all you people who don't think he gives any credit to Michigan when they deserve it.
I can't win, Mike. Sparty. I can't win. Sparty.
He just said that Charles Woodson could be the greatest college football player he's ever seen.
The best. He just single-handedly altered games at a position that's next to impossible.
And not even mentioning when he played both sides of the ball, too.
Captivated everyone.
Yes.
So let's start paying attention to the order here, because if you have that, we had Reggie Bush 4, Charles Woodson 3. Tim Tebow is number 2, college career.
I understand why. Yeah. I just hate his guts, but I'm admitting that on the record. Who's number 1?
Barry Sanders was on the 13 cover. They felt they couldn't exclude him from the list.
It is the single greatest season for an offensive player. It would be Joe Burrow 1 and 1A. Barry Sanders, 1988, Oklahoma State, with 2,800 yards rushing.
And he would have.
It was insane.
And he might have had 2 really good seasons if Thurman Thomas wasn't the year ahead of him.
If you haven't watched those highlights, it's grainy, but man, they are enjoyable. Because again, doing it at Oklahoma State, not a power. You don't have a lot of help. My biggest issue is the Woodson thing. And the inclusion of Warfel and Winky. Get him out.
Good enough. That is your college football blitz.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.